Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. And Ned, last night the Actor Awards were on. It's Australian Film and Television's Night of Nights.
Yes, it is.
And lots of red carpet snaps hitting the social media this morning. Look, everyone was fantastically dressed. It was, by all accounts, a great night. I wasn't there.
You're just saying this from what you've seen online.
Yeah, so I couldn't leave this studio. Yeah. I had to be here, ready for the show.
Well,
I
it's actually quite a late
here.
Night for us.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. So. but what I did see was lots of awards handed out to one of the best movies of the year, in my opinion, Lion. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely incredible. A lot of it's set in Australia, a lot of it's set in India, but it's pretty much, I would say, at least 50% an Australian film.
It is an Australian film.
Yeah, they've given it the Best Film Award, won Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. Nicole Kidman won for Best Supporting Actress. Fantastic movie. I cried on a plane watching it. And that's a fact. That's a damn fact that I am not running from either. I am happy to admit that I actually teared up towards the end of it on the plane next to a guy who looked like he could not be more disappointed in me. But I don't care.
He wasn't on the journey.
He wasn't watching it. He wasn't on the journey I was on.
Exactly. He can't judge you.
In amongst all of these things, you know, you've got stuff like Top of the Lake with Elizabeth Moss and just these very high class dramas that are on TV and in the cinemas.
Honestly,
at the actors.
2017 has been such a big year for TV and movies.
I think the interesting thing to note was the winner of the Light Entertainment Program Award, which is Australian Ninja Warrior.
Good. Glad it cleaned up.
So in amongst all of these super like tense, dramatic performances, also the gang from Australian Ninja Warrior won. And I am not discounting Australian Ninja Warrior because it is superb. Yeah. But the point is, in amongst all of that, does that not feel a little out of place?
First of all, how dare you? Because it deserves a place right up. Honestly, it should have won Best Film. If they had just adapted it into a film, it would have been great. Well, this isn't two of like
they did they ever do a double episode? Because that would be feature length in Australian Ninja Warrior.
Were the two twins from Justice Crew on it?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure because I missed a couple of episodes of Ninja Warrior. So maybe there wasn't a really, really tense scene in Ninja Warrior that I missed that was the performers of the year. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm picturing Nicole Kidman receiving an award and thank you, and it was a very emotional performance. And then some guy just swinging in off the monkey bars to pick up his award.
He drops down from the ceiling.
He's doing a rope climb. Yep, the award's at the top there. Falling in some water accidentally. good on them. I'm very happy for them. It was a fantastic TV show. I just feel like the actors are kind of odd how they combine the TV and the movies into the one awards. Good on them. I'm happy.
Well done. Congratulations.
I can't do what they can do.
No, that's impressive.
I'm sitting here in this radio studio on my butt.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the crew from Australian Ninja Warrior.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, our two best mates are DJs.
Yes.
They're DJs together, which is kind of weird because we do the radio show together. So when they started going off and doing their DJ stuff, we're like, our mates have just left us, so we need to find something to do.
Exactly, that's right. I think they've actually performed in Canberra.
Pretty sure they have.
I use the word performed very loosely.
Well, look, and this is the thing here. I've been saying for the last 20 minutes on the show, we're going to tell you about our mate's weird job next. Now, this is not begrudging DJs anything. I think it's a very, very impressive skill to be able to do what they do.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's so much more to it than just pressing play. Like, you've got to curate a list that will keep the dance floor entertained, will also give them time to have a lull to go and maybe get some drinks to come back to the dance. I understand it's
a science to it.
I've tried to do it before. Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But one thing I don't understand is what my mate told me last night is that they've essentially received what is a promotion. So they did a gig on the Gold Coast over the weekend and they've been invited back next year to potentially do something when the Commonwealth Games is on.
Really?
So that's like a really big thing and it's a promotion. But the thing I don't understand and the thing that is weird for me as a person who isn't a DJ, how do you get a promotion as a DJ? Like, did somebody watch their performance in the Gold Coast on the weekend with like a clipboard, like glasses down to the end of their nose and be like, well, it was quite the banger. Yes, alrighty then. We'll invite these guys back next year. Like, how does that work?
They just said, they got on the mic and went, everyone who liked that mix, please put your hand up. I want to see a show of hands. Who enjoyed that banger?
Well, that was quite the lit set. But if everybody would like to just fill out a survey card and tell us what you thought of these guys.
Out of 10, how lit was that?
Yeah.
Did you dab at any point?
Mambo number 5 wasn't played, so these guys obviously know where it's at. Fantastic. I love the idea of at every club I've ever been to, in the back, and I've just never seen him wearing like a short sleeve shirt with a tie, is an accountant that's just keeping track of every single mix, every single song choice.
Yeah.
Yes, invite these guys back next year.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
And Ned, there's a lot of work going on at the moment at Parliament House, doing the big fence, so they've got the temporary fencing up and all that sort of stuff, security bollards that come out of the ground on like, you know, the hydraulics, and it's all happening. And
it's very fancy out there.
Yeah, so if you go up there at the moment, you'll see it all, and I'm sure people have been seeing it for months, but it's hopefully going to be finished mid-2018, all the skylight and all that sort of stuff. So
very exciting.
It's going to be happening for a little bit longer, and I think the people who are at Parliament House every single day may be starting to get a little bit sick of it, and that is indicated to me today by a tweet from Darren Hinch. He has tweeted, "That bloody fence, more dollar signs needed. Parliament House security fence work has interfered with electric bollard triggers. 3 comm cars damaged so far by misfires, 1 gearbox wrecked." So what I think that means, if I'm not mistaken, is that the electric bollards that come out of the ground have gone off underneath cars that are on top of them and therefore damaging the cars. It's not funny, but it's a little bit funny.
I mean, what are they? If they're Commonwealth cars, aren't like taxpayers paying for them?
Well, and that's probably why it's not that funny. But the thing is, the reason I find it funny is because the guy who designed the electric bollards, people would have probably said this to him. Gone, what if they go off while the car's on top of them? Yeah. And they're like, no, there are so many security mechanisms built in to make sure that can't happen. And here we are. This is great.
Sounds like the guy that was saying the Titanic was unsinkable.
Yeah, exactly the same thing, except incredibly different on so many levels. This is a much lower scale version of that. I think here, the interesting thing to take away from this is when my car finally arrives off of the transport vehicle that it's on at the moment, my car's quite old, it's run down. I'm just going to try and park it on top of a bollard.
Like, oh, I can't believe it.
Might get a new car out of it. We'll see how we go.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
But Ned, before that, we are talking about, basically, I've caught you Googling photos of Lola Bunny from Space Jam, and you were doing that to check whether the crush you had on her when you were a little kid is still in effect.
And absolutely is, 100%.
Okay. There we go.
Confirm an absolute crush on
Lola Bunny. Rabbit.
It's because, I think it was because of her attitude as well.
Yeah,
like she was cooler than all the rest.
She was actually stronger and better at basketball than Bugs, and I think that was pretty cool back in the day.
She was
the best basketball player on the team, and she was like only second to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Michael Jordan.
He was
better,
also
he was also Michael Jordan.
I don't think he would have signed up to the movie if a rabbit was going to be portrayed as better at basketball than him. Which is kind of fair enough, I guess. 13-10-60 is what we're looking for this morning. I tell you what, the very, very simple question, and a lot of bravery is required to have a chat to us about this. Did you have a crush on a cartoon character? We've got Dean on the line from Higgins right now. Now, Dean, did you have a crush on a cartoon character?
I reckon I did, along with every other person that ever watched this movie.
Yeah, what was it?
Jessica Rabbit.
Of course.
Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Voiced Who Framed Poor Roger.
Voiced by Kathleen Turner. Yes, absolutely.
I always thought that was so weird that, like, a lady was married to essentially the goofiest looking rabbit you could imagine.
Yes, yes.
But I just thought it was very odd.
And I thought, you know what I thought was weird with Who Framed Roger Rabbit? How different they were. Like, he was a completely different rabbit to her. Like, they look like she was really tall and he was really short.
No, because I thought it was because they were married. And so she just took his last name.
Oh, she wasn't was she a rabbit?
She wasn't a rabbit. She was a human. That's what I'm saying. She was a human being was married to a rabbit.
Okay, let's move on. We've got Brad on the line now from Belconnen. That was my bad. Brad, did you have a crush on a cartoon character?
I did, guys. I still do. Mm-hmm. I checked that up earlier. They're still going. It is, have you heard of the series Naruto?
No.
It's a Japanese anime.
Yeah.
So that explains a lot. So I grew up with that when I was younger, and now I think they're
20, 30 years into it, and they've finally just gotten married.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So you're invested in an actual, like, a love line.
There's yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. There's a, that is the longest form love story in human history. Yeah. I tell you what, yeah. I used to, when I was about 10, want Sailor Moon to be my girlfriend. Yeah. So I totally understand.
She'd take care of you.
Also Misty from Poker. Anyway, let's keep going, and let's hopefully talk to somebody. Maddie, I believe we've got on the line now. Maddie, did you have a crush on a cartoon character?
I did. Flynn Rider from the Disney movie Tangled.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
That's a new cartoon character as well.
This is, he was, I feel like a lot of these follow the same theme of like, it's someone who's a bit sassy.
And yeah, right.
Like, has a bit of an attitude. It's very attractive, I suppose.
I tell you what I really like about this. We've just heard from Ned that he's watched Tangled.
Of course I have.
You know the plot line, you know
absolutely,
all of it? Yeah, good.
And he is very attractive.
Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
And I'm sorry, a little distracted in the studio this morning because Ned said that coming up, he was going to talk about me going shopping for lingerie with my mum.
Yeah, and you just said...
And that is just not what happened. And we've been discussing it off air. That is not what happened.
You just said that I, just before we went to the song, the Wake Up, Shake Up, you said that I had taken my own interpretation.
You have. You've taken your own interpretation.
Of a story that you told me yesterday. So instead of me describing what I think happened, why don't you tell everyone your rendition of it, and I'll just interject when I think you're lying and trying to cover up what actually happened.
Okay, so... My mum, Jenny, is here at the moment helping us find a place to live in Canberra, which is very nice of her.
Yep.
And she's staying in an Airbnb at the moment. And she only, for some reason, packed one nightie. And yesterday, we went shopping in the afternoon and she bought another nightie. That is the end of the story.
That's it, is it?
That is the end of the story.
Yeah. See, it's funny because when you first told the story and then everyone, pretty much everyone in the office said, it sounds like you went lingerie shopping with your mum. You were very quick to go, no, that's not what it was.
It's not what it was. She bought a 90.
Okay, just a couple of questions straight off the bat. Is the 90 at any way promiscuous?
No.
Is it black?
It's an old lady 90.
Yeah, but
like,
is it black?
Like a giant t-shirt. No, it's dark grey. Hey, no.
Is it at all see-through in any parts?
No. It's like a giant t-shirt.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like you actually did buy a 90.
But I didn't buy it.
Well,
that's another key distinction to make.
It's funny because if my mum said, I want to go buy a 90, I'd go, you go do that. I'm going to go anywhere else.
Yeah, but I don't have a weird relationship with my mum, so I'm fine to go shopping with her.
Apparently so. I'm just, okay, so it sounds like she actually did get a 90. I've just got a few questions on how you got to that point. When you were walking to the 90 aisle, which I'm assuming there is, did you by chance walk past any actual lingerie?
Yes.
How much? A lot or a little bit? Was there one bra or was it like a lot going on?
There's a lot of lingerie. It was a department store and the 90s were in a section and the section is the 90 section, thank you.
Yeah.
But also as a part of the 90 section, there is, lingerie.
In terms of a ratio, just give me a percentage of the area you were in. How much was lingerie and how much was 90? Just quickly.
It was mostly undergarments, little bit of 90 aisle action as well.
So I'm going to let listeners take whatever they want from that.
I did not go lingerie shopping with my mum.
But to me, it sounds an awful lot like Josh here in the studio went lingerie shopping with his mum yesterday.
I tell you what it sounds an awful lot like to me. Yeah. Like you have some serious issues with your mum. I did not go lingerie shopping with my mum. You sicko.
Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
And what isn't really nice is this game that Ned has decided we are going to play this morning. In Canberra, and I've got to say, I've been best friends with you for about 7 years, mate. Throughout the course of that friendship, the amount of times you have claimed to be able to give anyone a nickname, work with any information, and create a nickname.
Well, I mean, I'm using your word, so you'll have to excuse me, but you just called me before the nickname generating machine.
You've called yourself that repeatedly. I was repeating something you've said in the past.
I'm using your words. That's all I'm doing.
So, what we're doing this morning, 131060, the nickname game is what Ned's called it. You'll basically step into what was it?
The Nickname Emporium.
The Nickname Emporium. And then if you enjoy Ned's nickname, you say thank you, and that's your nickname from this point forward.
Yep.
Or you say no thank you and there's no sale, and then we won't be giving you that nickname moving forward.
This is for all the people out there who have never had a nickname in their life, or they've been given dud ones.
Yes.
I promise you, you'll be, I guarantee 100% satisfaction. So we don't, we shouldn't even really have the option, but sure, if okay. you want to play around and pretend that you don't want it, that's fine.
The arrogance is overwhelming. It's like a stench in the studio this morning.
We did just have a dog in here.
We've got, I believe if I'm not mistaken, we've got Deanne on the line. How are you? Are you there, Deanne?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Deanne. Now, Deanne, do you want a nickname from Ned, the self-proclaimed nickname-generating machine?
Yes.
What? Brilliant.
Okay, here we go.
Deanne, have you ever had a nickname before?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. All right, just D.
Yeah, just D. You know what? I'm not going to go with D because that'd be a cop-out.
Hurry up and give D a nickname. Machine. You said you're a machine. This has taken too long already.
Okay, Deanne, your yep. nickname is going to be... Deanne the Woman. I was going to say Deanne the Man, but you're obviously a lady. So it's going to be Deanne the Woman.
Would you look satisfied? Is that a sale, Deanne?
Yeah. Yes. Beauty. Yes.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Another happy customer.
No, I mean, that's a person who said okay to the nickname.
Which is more all that I need.
That's another sale. It's a sale. It's a sale.
Cha-ching.
Deanne, thank you for coming to the Nickname Emporium this morning.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to call it the nickname. That's absolutely not going to happen. We've got Sean on the line from Woden. Now, mate, are you looking for a nickname?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Sean, would you say you're adventurous?
A little bit.
Okay. All right, then.
That actually plays...
Hurry up.
Plays right into the nickname I'm
all this
Sean.
Stalling is ridiculous.
I might be filling time. That's fine. Sean, your nickname will be... The Sean Identity.
Oh, God.
Or, okay, I like that.
He likes it.
That's another sale.
We gave him the Sean Ultimatum, and he chose to take it.
God, see, stop. Yeah. Please stop.
The Sean Supremacy, stop the Sean Legacy.
Stop what you're doing. Stop it.
And there's so many alternatives.
That definitely was a sale, Sean?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Honestly, I feel like this isn't... The Nickname Emporium is not a good store. It's just a store that's opened recently, so everyone's coming to check it out. That's what's happening at the moment.
I don't know about you, but that seems like a lot of happy customers. This seems like a success to me. The nickname game shall return.
Never again.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, you and I had a pretty fun night last night.
Yes.
We went to trivia, which is Wednesday's quickly becoming trivia night.
It is a staff bonding activity that yep. The Hit 104.7 crew gets into. And yes. I've got to say, we are just going with a bad strategy. We're trying to get seventh place because yep. that is you win money for seventh place.
Seven's the halfway point.
I want to go for the glory. And well, so starting yeah. next week, I want to try and win.
You and Maddie left the trivia where we came, I think, fifth.
Yep.
And you both went, all right, from now on we win. Like, that's up. That was up to us.
Producer Maddie gets stuff done and yeah. he wants to win. He's with me on it. So next week, yeah. we're taking old people with us because yeah. there's 60s movies and music questions that we know nothing about.
Exactly. Everyone said that they needed to study. It's a trivia and schnitzel night. I feel like I get into the schnitzel more than the trivia.
Yes.
Yeah,
because you don't answer any trivia questions.
I answered.
So I was absolutely a gun last night. I'm an asset to that trivia team, and I don't often brag like that, but I am. I'm an absolute asset to the team. There was an anagram that I got in about 6.7 milliseconds.
I would argue it was an easy question. But
I would argue the question of which is higher on the map, Amsterdam or Dublin, was a pretty easy question that you got wrong for the entire table.
The other one
is lived in Europe, yeah. and you got it wrong for the entire table.
It was the only 50-50 question I got. Got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
So schnitzels, beers, trivia. That's yep. that's the picture that we're setting for you at the moment. After that was happening, gelati was next on the list.
Gelati was the place we decided to go because we were all figuring out, do we want dessert? Where should we go for dessert? Do we get waffles? Do we get pancakes? No, let's get gelati.
And this is where I'm really curious as to what at all you're about to grill me about, because we just walked to get the gelati.
Well,
we had the gelati. It was no problems.
Yeah, exactly. We all walked to gelati, and that's kind of the thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the transit from the pub to the gelati bar. On the way there, you would not stop whinging like a five-year-old about the fact you needed to pee.
Then, yeah.
I need to pee.
Should have gone before we left home.
And that's...
Home being the pub in this case.
Everyone was asking me, like I'm your father, where's he going to pee? What's he going to do? And I said, I didn't know. He should be old enough to know, oh, my bladder's full. I should probably go to the toilet when there was a toilet convenient, aka the pub. So you kept whinging about it. And then you went, I've had an idea. I know where I'm going to go pee. And you took off in a dead sprint.
Yep.
And everyone was going to me, where's he going? Where's he decided to go? And I saw as
several
you,
people from work who didn't know me very well, very concerned about where I decided to go because we're in the middle of the city.
Exactly.
Like, what, is he okay? What's going on?
He does know that you can't just pee anywhere.
Oh my God.
So you decided to take off into a dead sprint about half a block down the road to somewhere you knew you could pee. Would you like to tell everyone where you decided that you were going to go in just to pee, not to do anything else, just to pee?
My 24-hour gym, the gym that I'm a member of, it's open 24 hours.
Which, for most people, would be fine. Honestly, it's a convenient gym. You have to swipe your card, you go upstairs, you can only get in there. You've been paying for it since we... Actually, no, this is a transfer over from when we were in WA.
Exactly, yeah.
The reason that it's unusual today is because I want to ask you, since we've been to Canberra... How many times have you actually been to this gym? It's our local gym. How many times have you actually been to this gym to go to the gym?
No times.
Sorry, is it zero?
That would be zero times.
So just quick tally, just to make sure everyone's across it. P stops, one. Potentially more, I don't know. But one I can confirm. Actual gym workout stops, zero.
I was wearing jeans and like shoes because we'd been to a fancy client event as well just before. Yeah. And so I walked into the gym and all the guys in there were like, you can't do burpees in that outfit, mate. What are you doing? I'm like, just using the facilities, guys. Cheers.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.